It's Thursday and time to read from your letters. Joining me now to sort through the mailbag is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. What's up, Christopher?
What's going on, Tony? How you doing?
I'm great, man, and ready to hear what folks are writing in about.
Our bloggers' roundtable always inspires people to shoot us a note, and Monday's roundtable included a discussion of last Friday's consumer boycott, known as National Blackout Day. All three bloggers were pretty skeptical about the blackout's effectiveness, including John McCann.
One day is just not going to give you that impact. I mean, if I'm a businessman, I'm thinking, okay, hey, if you boycott on Friday, fine. I can sit back and chill and wait for you to show up on Saturday. Now, maybe my attitude says something about me and my black solidarity. I mean, to me, it's just more symbolic. If you're going to do something like this, it has to be long-term and sustained for it to have any real value.
Our listener Adiyah Franklin in Houston was disappointed and discouraged by that conversation and wrote, "We know that a one-day boycott is not going to make all the changes in the justice system. However, didn't the Montgomery bus boycott start as a one-day event and turn into a one-year event that led to the civil rights movement? If the bloggers listened to the full movement that is brewing among Black America, they would realize that the one-day boycott is only the beginning. This symbolic event was a wake-up call for all of us to realize that we have to spend our money wisely and spend it only with those who respect and support our community. Come on, guys, have more faith in your people than what you voiced on the show."
And last week we kicked off our series on the family. Our three guests discussed Bill Cosby's recent criticism of black families and talked about the future of the black family as a unit. Samantha Osterland in Rochester, New York, heard that conversation and weighed in with this. "I was bothered that it took so long for someone to finally out loud say that most of the problems that were being described were unrelated to race, but rather more a function of income, more precisely, a lack of it. Having children outside of marriage, single-parent households, educational challenges, drug use, these are all things we see all over the country in urban and rural areas. It is unfortunate that all these things are tied to poverty and perpetuate more of the same and ultimately even more poverty. But drawing some dotted line to race is unfair to everyone." And finally, we got a letter from Tiari Atija, who listens in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Tiari heard the Bloggers Roundtable conversation we had last week about the new film American Gangster, starring Denzel Washington as the real-life 70s drug king Frank Lucas. Tiari wrote us this: "I was so confused about one of your guests' comments about the movie American Gangster. He said people shouldn't be happy about the movie because it's portraying someone who is not a role model. It's a movie. More than half of the movies out there portray bad people. If some hoodlum wants to become a gangster after watching a movie, I say he is just plain ignorant and stupid. Lighten up, black people. Drop the negative energy." And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks a lot, Christopher.
Anytime. Who does he work for? Which family?
He's not Italian. He's black.
No black man has accomplished what the American Mafia hasn't in 100 years.
That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit the blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.